You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, and that's the type of introduction that that's here for, baby. Here for that. Look, what a weekend in Houston sports, Lopez. Like, I go into the weekend really on the highest of highs. Now, the Astros had already lost the season opener, but I'm like, they're going to get back. You know, it's the Yankees. It's the Astros. They're going to get back. Weekend's going to be cool. Cougs got the got Duke here in the Sweet 16.
Yep.
Rockets riding high. I was feeling good. Even there was even a tweet, Lopez, from John McClain, who's like, man, I've been here since 1976. And I don't remember anybody feeling this good about the our teams and since, you know, and kind of going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, McClain, that's right. I feel the same way. I don't remember feeling this good since, I don't know, 2019. You know, so it hasn't been that long. But then, damn it, by the end of it,
dude,
I'm like, yo, great players, great institutions. Houston sports fell victim to both. Either a great institution, whether it be Duke, or great players like Juan Soto or Luka Doncic. We got clipped this weekend, man. This was one that hurt quite a bit, Lopez.
It was only the Yankees, Duke, and the Mavericks. I mean, that's all. Just those three teams, those three squads that respectively you just hate.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Yankees earned it. I mean, big time. And we're going to get into more detail on the Astros. Duke. I was so frustrated with Duke. They're not even that good.
They're not.
They're not a good team.
Well, as evidenced by their 54-51 victory,
dude.
Like,
and the selfish part of me was like, dang.
With shit out. So.
The selfish part of me was like, dang. Had the Aggies pulled it out against the Cougs, they'd be in the Final Four.
Yeah. Seriously.
Easily have been.
Well, Landry said this. B Scott in, by the way, for Landry Locker. He's out for the day on a reaction Monday. But Landry, I'll give him credit, mentioned this after that Aggie game, that if the Aggies play like that against anybody else, they probably win that game. Like, they played well enough against U of H to have beaten anybody in the tournament.
But U of H won, but when you're pulling for your team, like, damn, they could have been in the final. We could be talking about the Aggies in the Final Four today. But set that aside, you know, the Cougs game, it actually hurt the most.
Yeah.
Even though they beat the Aggies, everybody knows I'm a big Cougs fan too. My son went there, all that stuff. And to watch this squad, like, Duke couldn't even get a shot off first 5 minutes of the game. Like, they couldn't even, like, literally, like literally could not get a shot off.
Yeah.
and then, of course, to their credit, you know, Duke came back a little bit, but then Shed went out, and I'm like, man, that's it.
Well, I was asked before the game if – I did radio out in Dallas, obviously, when the game was played Friday morning – and they were asking me if I felt like U of H could keep up in a track meet if they needed to. Like, could U of H be the team that scores into the 80s or 70s or whatever it is, if that's what the game called for? And I'm like, yeah, no, definitely. If you had told me at that time that the game was going to be more designed to be played in the 50s, that to me would have been advantage Houston. But obviously, it would have all started with Jamal Shedd being in the game and that being a big difference.
Can they play a fast-paced game? I mean, didn't you see their previous game?
Right.
195.
Against Duke, I guess was the question. Yeah. Like at that level.
But I was hoping they would.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no, hell yeah, they could. Yeah. But definitely though, if it's going to be a game in the 50s, I'm thinking that that traditionally is going to be advantage a Kelvin Sampson-led team.
All the time.
They just didn't have the horses when it came down
100%.
To it.
100%. And then, like, I was actually a little disappointed in the supporting cast.
Yeah.
Because this is not a chump team. No. I mean, we know they come from all angles. I said it on Friday. I said it on Thursday. What impressed me the most about the Cougs is, like, they have so many different weapons that can score. And for Shedd to get out, I know there's an emotional letdown immediately, but I was a little disappointed that nobody really took hold of that game.
Yeah.
When Shedd was gone. And then there's, of course, obviously the Astros. But,
yeah.
But go ahead.
I cannot stand Juan Soto.
I like him.
Like,
is that blasphemous?
I am so sick of Juan. So I would like him.
Yeah.
If he didn't keep whooping my team's ass.
Killing the Astros.
Like, he's an Astros killer.
By the way, how
killer.
Old is he now?
Is he still 21?
I know.
Is he aging in reverse?
Yeah, exactly.
But, dude, Juan Soto, man, making an imprint on every single game of this series. Yep. I could not, like, get past it, man. And I understand why you might like him.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him being likable if he wasn't killing your team.
Yep.
But, dude, like, from the first game, throwing out Dubon in the first game. He's got the three-hit game after that. He's got the homer after that. He's got the big hit yesterday. Both of them. Gleyber Torres with the two-out hit, and then you get, of course, the go-ahead with Juan Soto. Like, man, this dude, and then it being against Hader on top of that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Two outs. Hader throws him something that's outside the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Would have walked him, right? And he hits it anyway. He hits it anyway and takes the lead. Dude, you like Juan Soto, though.
I like watching him play. I didn't like him this weekend.
Dude,
but 9 for 17?
I'm over him. I'm over
him. Are you kidding me? 9 for 17?
Get that guy out of here. He's one of those great players who I feel like you have to acknowledge. He's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, if he's not on your team, like I'm more afraid with him at the plate than I am Aaron Judge.
Oh, I am.
Like, I've seen Aaron Judge fail enough in big moments.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Juan Soto come up big enough in big moments for me to, like, not want to see him in a moment.
And to put him in front of Aaron Judge is even scarier because you know he's going to get more pitches to hit, and he has. Like I said, 9 for 17 in the series, reach base 12 times. That guy is ridiculous, but – I think there's other things at work here with the Astros, too, and we're going to get into them. But the Yankees, to steal that last game was just...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
1020, by the way, B. Scott in for Landry Locker here with John Lopez and Figgy Fig on In the Loop. At 1020, by the way, we are going to get into exactly what is wrong with the Astros. Mm-hmm. If you've been sleeping under a rock, living under a rock, they were swept by the Yankees over the weekend. As I mentioned, Juan Soto was incredible. We're going to talk about some of the things that are wrong with them, from the pitching to the lineup not coming up, big at all this weekend. But, man, just overall, man, a disappointing weekend. I even sensed, Lopez, from being out there, the buzz. Like, the buzz on Thursday, tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I get it. Maybe by Sunday it could die down.
But it was good intensity yesterday.
Dude.
Yeah.
Man, like, for the intensity to be there, for the energy the Astros fans bring to the ballpark, it is extremely disappointing that these dudes can't win at home.
Oh, That's another thing that it's actually part of the reason that I'm like, are we sure it's still too early? Yes, it is too early. We get it. But nine straight? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They've lost nine straight?
Yeah, that's four. Yeah, I mean, 4-4. Yeah.
And one before that.
And then one before that, yeah.
Yeah, so they've lost nine straight home games. What is it? Like, it's something. It's not nothing. Nine straight is not just a one-off, you know?
Yeah, man, And it's the damnedest thing because it's like, you remember last year they had all of those weird stories about the batter's eye.
And they fixed that, and allegedly.
They fixed that. And I'm like, still, tell that to
opponents.
Yeah.
Tell that to the opponents. Yeah, they're seeing the ball just fine.
Tell that to Oswaldo Cabrera and Juan Soto and Anthony Volpe and Gleyber Torres or whoever else. Like, it doesn't really seem to be affecting everybody else except the Astros, the guys that play those games. So, I don't understand that part about it.
713-572-4610. I don't understand how you can lose that many games at home. There is a reason for it. But if it's a fluke, it's a hell of a fluke. I'll put it that way because that's a lot. And all season they were under 500 last year.
What did you think about, and we'll get into this again later in the show, what did you think about the Joe Espada debut? Got our first look at Joe Espada out there. And probably fair to say mixed results.
Well, no results. Literally no results.
Well, he did make a move. So he did the Singleton thing twice.
Yes.
At least twice. Mm-hmm. It worked once and it didn't work the second time.
Yeah.
Or it didn't work the first time and then it worked the second
time. Yeah. I think this is going to be something that we're going to discuss. By the way, it wasn't Dusty's fault. It wasn't Dusty's fault.
No, it's all on Dusty.
Dusty did it.
It wasn't Dusty's fault.
Dusty being Dusty.
It's not just, let's just get this out of the way right now. Martin Maldonado had nothing to do with those not being able to win those games.
Well, he wasn't there to call the games, John.
That's right.
That's why the bullpen was so damn lost.
But I think we're going to be talking about this aggressiveness, you know, that Espada has.
Yes.
On the record, since spring training, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be like the Singleton move was just too aggressive. I mean, just flat out too aggressive. Jake Myers had hit a big home run, 415 feet, sixth inning, and you bring in Singleton. That to me was like in the moment. It's not like looking back, second guessing or whatever. No, in the moment, I'm like, what are you doing?
And see, I thought he was overthinking it. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
This whole matchup thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's good against, lefty, one in the lefty matchup. And, liking him against that particular pitcher's sinker, like saying that that's a good matchup for him. And then the pitch that got him out was a sinker. That he lightly hit right back to the pitcher and was a non-factor. So, I thought that, I will say this. The one thing that I like that didn't seem like rocket science that he did here with the lineup, putting Jordan in second or having him bat second, that to me, even though it didn't work out yesterday, that to me showed to be a wise move. And I think yesterday's scenario painted the picture for exactly why you would do that.
Yeah.
To come up and, you know, you need a big hit and you don't have to wait to get to Jordan in the third or fourth spot. There he is right after Altuve, ready to make a play.
For me, it's just a number of at-bats.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear.
He's going to get more at-bats. It's just he just is. And it seems to work out where the top of the order always comes up in some big moments. We saw Altuve come up. We saw others come up. I don't mind that move. To me, that's not necessarily aggressive as much as it's common sense.
Yeah.
You know, because you got a deep top of the order anyway. Put your stud right there. Get him some more at-bats in some key moments. I'm talking about, like, just his general approach.
Yeah, his general approach. But just kind of in overall evaluating him over the weekend,
it wasn't
until the end to where I finally was like, okay, feather in the Jewish spotted cap.
Yeah.
Right? I think that was the moment, maybe the only moment where I actually felt like that, or the first moment I finally felt like that.
And here's where I'm, okay, maybe worried is a bit strong, but slightly worried or certainly paying attention. Have you seen the Astros schedule upcoming?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's not forgiving.
It is. I mean, look, you know, obviously there's always, but these are like, you got the Blue Jays coming in today.
Yep.
And then
they just scored 9 runs, by the way, yesterday against the Rays. Split with the Rays.
And sometimes I feel like I do this too often, but I think it's appropriate in this case because you're 0-4 and you certainly don't want to go start like 3 and whatever. But you got the Blue Jays coming in. Then you go to the Rangers for 4.
Yep.
Royals, okay, for 3 games. And then the Rangers again, and then the Braves.
Yeah.
So you're talking about going into late April, perhaps, unless they turn things around, you know, real quick, with, you know, down, what, 4 games already under 500 or thereabouts? Because they're 4 under right now. If they just play 500, they're going to stay there, and that's a tough schedule.
More on that at 10:20. Another thing about Juan Soto, and I don't know if many people are talking about this, 281 mentioned Alvarez. It sucked watching Juan Soto outplay Jordan Alvarez over the weekend.
It did suck.
When you have a player that you feel like is on that level, you want to, even if you lose, you want to feel like your guy played, you know, similarly, you know, like matched that level. And I feel like it was a very clear advantage. Obviously, advantage Yankees, they won all 4 games, but advantage Juan Soto and the Yankees in the superstar matchup.
Figgy, see if you can dig this up. I know you know what I'm talking about. Because we have the first bizarre text that blames Dusty of 2024. It's still pretty fair to blame this on Dusty. When you can point to some of the down spots towards the bottom of the lineup suggested by Dusty, they're still paying for Dusty's mistakes.
Still paying.
It's all on Dusty.
Come on, man.
Still paying for him.
Dusty being Dusty.
Come on, man.
Dusty in over his head.
Yeah, man. I can't believe
what is Dusty doing?
I can't believe it, Figgy.
It's still on Dusty.
Can't believe how bad of a weekend Dusty Baker had. We mentioned this earlier. Rockets lose to the Mavericks 125-107. That snaps the 11-game winning streak. Talked about Juan Soto being annoying. Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Another annoying superstar to watch. Like, I don't know how much more I would like him if he was on my team. He's a lot like James Harden, I guess. So I guess we did have a version of that on the team. But, man, watching him, and then the fact that the Mavericks' second best player is Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Watching the Rockets lose to the Mavs last night and that winning streak get snapped was really sobering for me as a Rockets fan and kind of understanding where the Rockets stood. Even though this has been an exciting month, you know, or last month was an exciting month, it was pretty sobering and, like, made me realize, hey, they still got a long way to go.
Well, I think, and maybe Landry took it to an extreme, but he would always qualify the streak with they're playing really bad teams.
They were.
You know, and
and the good teams they were playing would be missing a guy.
Yeah, like Alexander and stuff. That might have been a little extreme, but accurate to a degree. On the other hand, when you see, as you mentioned, Luka and Kyrie and losing that game, you know, like they're not where they're not as good as they were in the streak, but they're certainly not as bad as we thought they could be.
Yeah,
and so look a big couple of games coming up, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, credit to the Mavs first of all, they've got Luka, and so that was a big difference. But they came out and had a hell of a plan. I mean, I guess you could get a credit to Jason Kidd. They knew, obviously, yep. that Jalen Green has been great over the past stretch or however long it's been, the past mm-hmm. month or so, mm-hmm. and they focused all their attention on him. Like, yeah. They were willing to allow yeah. Jabari Smith to go off for 28
okay.
because they know that's not a yeah. damn winning formula.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
yeah, I mean, credit to them from that standpoint for understanding that. But I don't know, man. For me, it was also like we talked about this last week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about getting rid of Şengün or getting rid of another great player.
We'll get to that.
Like, seriously, man, this is what it looks like when you've got one good player or one great player.
Yeah, look at the Cougs.
Yeah. Oh, all right, right. Yeah, yeah. Another great example.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the Cougs. So, yeah, man, a really disappointing weekend all the way around. Lopez, man, this tweet from McClain earlier where he's like, I can't remember when we felt this good.
Yeah.
And I bought into it, man. I was like, yeah, I can't remember when we felt this good either. Man, it hasn't actually been that long. And it shows you how fleeting of a feeling that is when you lose every single game that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Save for the Texans, obviously, who didn't play and didn't do anything.
And then the fact that it's Yankees and Duke and Mavs, that just made it even worse. I mean, I guess there were teams that the Cougs could have lost to that would get that Cougs fans hate more, but I don't know. And Duke is at that. Because it was frustrating. I was saying it like during the – I was like, they're not that good. What's going on? They're not – I mean, they have a good big man. But they just weren't that good. They were Duke, and then they got exposed.
Yeah,
so.
and they never even played each other before. You know,
no,
like Duke and U of H never even played each other before. So it's like, I feel bad. Look, Pendergast was talking about this earlier, feeling mm-hmm. bad for the Cougs fans that we got one in the building.
Oh man,
Bill Powell,
dude, Figgy
still got his hands in his face.
I saw him in the bathroom, and I was just like, hey, Bill, how's it going?
Hey,
I'm still crying in my beer.
Forget crying when he gets in the car. He's not going to just cry when he gets in the car.
A little yelling. And
he's going to take it all the way with him. That is John Lopez, Figgy Fig, B. Scott M. for Landry Locker, rolling on a Reaction Monday on In the Loop. Coming up, what exactly is wrong with the Astros? We'll talk about that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.